For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces entered and recaptured one of the country's largest refineries from Islamic State on Saturday. It produced about 175,000 barrels of oil per day before it stopped operation in June when militant fighters overran it. At the same time, they took the city of Mosul. Iraqi forces retook it from the militants in November, but lost it again and then regained it on Saturday. Hours after a suicide bomber in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, killed at least 33 people and wounded scores of others, Kabul's military chief, in an unprecedented speech in neighboring Pakistan, called for both nations to redouble counterterrorism efforts. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The bloodshed in Afghanistan occurred on a day when its army chief, General Sher Mohammad Karimi, addressed a graduation parade of army cadets in neighboring Pakistan. The Afghan general described terrorism as a common enemy of both Afghanistan and Pakistan, saying it does not recognize boundaries or religious or moral principles.
Their naked, nefarious design is to undermine states and grab power through terror and fear.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have for years accused each other of harboring militants responsible for attacks in the other country. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has condemned recent anti-immigrant violence in South Africa that's left at least six people dead. Mr. Mugabe expressed shock and disgust at the xenophobic attacks, which began in the South African coastal city of Durban. Speaking on behalf of the regional Southern African Development Community and the African Union groups he currently chairs, Mr. Mugabe said the act of harming fellow Africans is not condoned. This is VOA News. Pope Francis calling for more international help to deal with the growing number of migrants fleeing instability in Africa. Following his meeting with Italian President Sergio Mattarella on Saturday, the Pope said it's clear that the scope of the migrant issue requires much greater international involvement. He also expressed his gratitude to Italy for welcoming the migrants. And thousands of new migrants have arrived in recent days, as we hear now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
On the shores of southern Italy, each day brings a new wave of migrants and more harrowing tales of extreme suffering. The Coast Guard rescued 70 people from a rubber dinghy off the island of Lampedusa in the early hours of Friday. Many were suffering from severe burns, including young children, and had to be stretchered off onto the dockside. In Palermo, police arrested 15 migrants after reports that several Christian asylum seekers had been thrown overboard by a group of Muslim men. This week alone, an estimated 13,000 migrants have been plucked from boats in the Mediterranean and brought ashore. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And what appears to be a softened tone, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia needs to work with the United States on a common agenda. In a Saturday interview, Mr. Putin said despite disagreements on several issues on the international stage, the two countries also share many common interests. Relations between Moscow and Washington and other Western powers have reached a low since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 and got involved in continuous armed conflict in eastern Ukraine. At the meeting of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in Washington this week, there has been a push to raise the voting power of emerging countries such as China and India at the IMF, as was agreed upon in 2010. Washington gathering comes to a close later today amid growing concerns Greece may fail to reach agreement with its European Union and IMF creditors on a $270 billion financial bailout package. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde.
My hope is that we can really move, make progress, and be as positive and as productive as we can with the Greek authorities for the benefit of the Greek economy and the Greek people.
The head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, warns that a Greek default would put the world into what he called uncharted waters. Earth Day rally and concert attracted massive crowds in Washington on Saturday, a joint initiative with the Global Poverty Project, an organizer seeking to highlight the problems of poverty and climate change around the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA.